AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Philadelphia's mayor says the train equivalent of a black box has been recovered from the wreckage of the crash that killed at least six people in a derailment in the city. NTSB board member Robert Sumwalt says investigators are looking at several factors in trying to figure out what happened.
We're looking at the track, the train signals, the operation of the train, the mechanical condition of the train, human performance.
Jurors who will decide whether Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev lives or dies will consider mitigating factors against imposing the death penalty. Liz Norden, the mother of two bombing survivors, says she wants him executed.
We have a death penalty for a reason, so if there's ever a case that warrants a death penalty, I mean, this would be it.
Closing arguments in the penalty phase have started. The jury is expected to get the case later today. Two major Japanese automakers have added about a million more vehicles in the U.S. and North America to a recall involving faulty airbags. AP correspondent Yuri Kageyama has more.
Toyota and Nissan, which are both Japanese automakers, expanded their recalls over the airbag inflators made by Takata Corporation. The recalls that they announced total to 6.5 million vehicles around the world.
U.S. businesses increased their stockpiles slightly in March as sales ticked up for the first time since July. The Commerce Department says business stockpiles rose 0.1% in March after 0.2% gain in February, and that sales rose 0.4% in March, ending seven straight months of declines or no gains over the past 12 months. Economic growth has basically stalled during the first 3 months of the year, according to economists. This is AP Radio News. The British government has released previously secret letters written by Prince Charles to public officials, letters that were the subject of a long legal fight.
They're referred to as the Black Spider memos because of Prince Charles' handwriting style, and the debate over making them public has gone on for years after a Freedom of Information Act request. While the British government claims the letters should be kept out of the public domain for fear that publishing them might damage perceptions of the future king's neutrality, a lower court said yes to publication, and the Supreme Court agreed. As heir to the throne, Charles is expected to stay out of political matters, but he's often stuck himself right into the public debate on issues of climate change, architecture, and genetically modified food. Kyle McKinnon, London.
Turkey's president is visiting Albania to talk about increasing economic ties with the Balkan country. The president is leading a trip of about 100 businessmen. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.